in Rangers land these days, not only winning the AL West, playoffs right around the corner, but the big TV deal, rumored to be worth $1.5 billion, is out there that could take the Rangers through the next 20 years, having a lot of extra money to spend. So we thought it'd be a good morning to get the Rangers president on the line with us. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Nolan Ryan. Morning, Nolan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, you know, we clinched, and that was fun. I wish we had clinched at home, but there you have it. We were out there in Oakland when it happened.
Yeah.
While the team was clinching, I was clinching, too, my buttocks, when I realized we're going in this postseason with a hurt Josh Hamilton. That makes me kind of nervous there, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're working hard trying to heal him with the training staff, and I'm trying to heal him with a mixture of leaves and a dirt compound. A few other remedies I picked up from the Navajo. So.
Well, I hope that works.
Well, you know, he's all right with it. I'm also making him attend some of my spirit ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
That's where we take peyote and dance around wearing nothing but gourds on our cranks. So, you know, we're doing what we can to get him back out there.
Well, sure, he's an important part of the team. I would think you would.
I don't know if both of you or one of you have a TV or something.
Yeah, I think we both do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if y'all saw in the picture box, we had a big celebration.
Oh, yeah, the clubhouse.
Yeah, the clubhouse was tarped and that. A lot of people think it was tarped because we expected to clinch and spray champagne and beer everywhere, but truth is, I had it tarped earlier in the day because I field dressed a hog and a couple of out-of-season deer I picked up.
Out there in Oakland?
Out there in Oakland, yeah.
Wow, so you were carving them up?
I were carving them up. I wanted to get some venison out there for the boys if they won the division. So I trying to hurry up and get that fixed up. Didn't have time, so I just had to stow the field dressed quarters there in Neftali Feliz's locker back behind his jersey.
I bet that spooked him a little bit.
Yeah. What are y'all up to, y'all?
Well,
we're talking to you.
We're just talking to you, following your team, and looking forward to the playoffs. It's been a while since this team has been in the playoffs.
You know, John told me he was on with you guys earlier.
Yeah.
John Daniels, I think he's been pretty good for us.
You bet.
Made some good moves, of course. Neither he or I knew what a pea Cliff Lee would turn out to be.
Well, let's wait till the postseason and see what happens.
All right. We'll see about that.
Can you talk about this new TV deal? It's been reported in a lot of the papers that it's worth an awful lot of money and it will kick in 2014. Can you confirm that?
Well, George, I know
this
that
Craig.
It's been reported that it's $1.6 billion over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly right, but it's pretty close to that.
Wow.
Let's just say it's going to afford the Rangers a new tractor to get out there and a great new bat wing mower that I can ride around mowing the outfield out there.
I think you'd buy a lot more than that if it's that much money.
Well, also, I'm going to use some of that money. I've been having a little trouble at home.
You have?
No. With what?
Well, it's not roof. We're not splitting up or anything. It's that's the snow monkeys again.
Well,
snow monkey trouble.
They're back.
You know, last year they broke into my barn and stole my John Deere row crop tractor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've taken every few weeks or so. They come rolling by my house. I got it all pimped out, you know, kind of taunting me about them stealing it. They put some hydraulics on it and 100-inch rims, and it looks just like a mess. But
and they just drive it by and talk to
it? They drive it by. They got some sort of subwoofer bass system on it. you can hear that thing thumping from a country mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you should hear the language coming out of them speakers. I tell you, half the time I have to reach over and cover Ruth's ears with a cup of coonskin cap till they get on past us down the road a piece.
Yeah.
At first I just thought they were content to roll by and taunt me, but last night they broke into my house and dipped my hand into warm water. And,
oh, no.
Oh, and then, you know, when I made water on myself, I woke both upright, and then they threw monkey scat at me right in the face.
Always trying to prank you.
Nailed me. Absolutely nailed me. But we're going to go into this postseason, hopefully win a few games for the Rainier fans, and
yep,
maybe make it on past that first round. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be
incredible.
Awesome.
And I'm excited about going into the postseason with Ron Washington. Ron and I have a lot in common.
Yeah.
We both sleep outdoors often. We both kill much of our own food. And we both know what it's like to have to dig a hole to go to the bathroom in.
Well, I guess if you've both done those things, I guess, yeah.
That's why you work well together.
Kindred spirits, then.
That's exactly right. Now, I just want to thank you guys for supporting the Rangers over this regular season. Hopefully you guys stay with us in the postseason.
Yeah, okay. We will.
You got it, Nolan.
What's that, Craig?
I said you got it.
All right, then.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
See ya. Last week, Corey Pavin. This week, it was Nolan Ryan. I couldn't say goodbye to.